Good morning from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church in beautiful Silver Hill, Alabama, and welcome to our Sunday morning worship encouragement, God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me through the night from all harm and danger. I pray that you would keep me this day from all sin and evil, that in all my thoughts and words and deeds I may serve and please you. Into your hands I commend my body and soul and all that is mine. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil one may have no power over me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, I have sinned, and done what is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified when thou dost speak, and blameless when thou dost judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lutherans subscribe to the great confessions of faith of the early church. God has not changed, and our faith remains firm in the teachings of the Bible. That's why we often share what is called the Apostles' Creed in our weekly worship. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, let's pray together as we ready our hearts for today's Bible reading. Gracious Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth and sharing your good news of salvation for mankind. Open your holy word to us this morning. Along with our Heavenly Father and your Holy Spirit, minister to our hearts and nurture us in your word. Amen. Today's Bible reading is from 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 11. We are going to look at this lesson in pieces. It addresses the question, what should we be doing? What should our attitude be? Do we have a plan when it comes to the end of the age, the day we often call Judgment Day? The big idea that comes from 1 Thessalonians is simple. God's Word has given us the answer. Know that answer. Know what you can and cannot do. Understand God's plan and share the assurance of salvation with your brothers and sisters in Christ. So let's take a closer look at this lesson. We know how it will end. The writer of this letter is St. Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit. The world as we know it is coming to an end. No one is sure just when. We learn in the letter to the Romans that the whole universe has been in travail, waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ. The reason? With the birth of Jesus, we have the beginning of the end. The end of time and the judgment of the world is around the corner. We don't have an end of time calendar, but we do have some information. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." The idea is not that Jesus Christ is sneaky. The idea is that our Heavenly Father has safeguarded His plans for the reconciliation of heaven and earth, the reconciliation of God and mankind. Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins to restore us to our Heavenly Father. That was the game plan, shedding of blood on the cross of Calvary to pay the price of sin. The Bible tells us clearly, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Jesus has paid the price. That is the beginning of the end. We know how it will all end because we know how it all began, and we know that God is faithful to His plan for the universe. God has initiated the resolution of sin and death through His Son Jesus. The die has been cast, so to speak. God's plan has begun, and our Heavenly Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and our Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will see the plan through to the end. You cannot undo God's plan for the end of the world. Paul writes, "For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape." The they are the people of the earth who deny God's authority, God's work, and God's salvation. The earth looks for peace and safety and likes a sure thing. But the best plans of the human race have only complicated life, not brought the peace and security mankind desires. People with big plans cannot accomplish what only God can provide. Yes, the die is cast, but you and I have not cast the lot. You and I are not in control. St. Paul assures us, God is the one who is in control, regardless of what the people of the earth proclaim. Control does not reside in the Mideast. Control does not reside in Russia, not Venezuela, not China, and not the U.S. The Bible points us again and again to the fact it is our God who is steering the universe, not us, and not some atomic collider or something in Switzerland. Now, Christians know this. You have listened to many sermons and lectures over the years that have proclaimed the supremacy of God. Perhaps you have gone to Sunday school hundreds of times. Paul is writing to you and to all Christians. You know God's plan. Be prepared. There is no way that believers and followers of Jesus Christ should be in the dark when it comes to the end times. The first letter to those Thessalonians continues, "But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night." How many times in your life have you seen someone who is just plain in the dark when it comes to the facts of the situation? How many of us have been in pitch black night trying to walk to a car or a house? If we do not know the Lord Jesus, guess what? It is as if we are walking in the darkness. It is like we are going to stumble over our own feet, bump into an object, or just plain fall down because of a surface irregularity. When we are in the dark, it is hazardous. Look at the problems we have when we just don't know. Ignorance is not bliss. Failing to know God's plan for the universe is like being in the dark. Not only that, it is like being in the dark where there is a thief ready to lift our wallet. Our Heavenly Father has provided us with His Word. The Holy Spirit has sanctified that Word. Our Lord Jesus Christ has spoken that Word in real people words. For us, that's real English. There is no reason that we should be in the dark. Paul writes to us, "Don't sleep in these end times. Wake up and recognize God's plan for you. You and I have God's plan available and ready to be given so that we have guidance in the darkness. Lethargy and drunkenness are ways that human beings avoid reality. Paul implores us, don't waste these last days in unneeded sleep or in debauchery. Wake up, stay alert, and recognize how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ at the end of the age. Well, why would Paul give us God's word in these terms? Is there some reason that you and I can't worry just a little bit about where the world is going in our times? Why can't we worry about an election or about an economy or about almost anything? Why? Because our salvation is a sure thing. Jesus Christ lived a sinless life, bore the burden of sin on the cross of Calvary, and died. The perfect sacrifice and his blood covered our sin. Not only that, but our Heavenly Father raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The dead sacrifice, which would have served to cover sin for a short while, because a living sacrifice, a sacrifice that would be good for all time. There is no more worry over our sinful behavior because Jesus Christ has fixed the one thing that remained to separate us from our Heavenly Father. Yes, sin still happens in our lives, but the blood of the perpetual sacrifice, that's what living is, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all iniquity, no exceptions, forever. That's why Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5 here, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Salvation has become a sure thing for you and me because of Jesus. Wrath is a code word in the Bible for judgment. But God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. You and I have confidence and assurance in Jesus, because he has done what we ourselves cannot do. You and I have no fear of the end, because we have Jesus. What a neat letter for the Holy Spirit to give to us. As we end our time together, let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, please join us for worship this morning at 10 a.m. if you can. Zion Lutheran Church is a liturgical traditional Lutheran church located in Silver Hill on the corner of 4th Avenue and 7th Street. We are one block south of State Highway 104 and two blocks west of Highway 55. If you find the Silver Hill Library landmark, you are just a block away. Look for our signs. Want more information about our Lutheran Fellowship? Come to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or give us a call at 945-5209. May God bless you in your spiritual walk this week, and don't forget to catch God's loving kindness in the morning next Sunday, same time and same place on your radio dial. These past days and weeks, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill has been privileged to share God's holy word with you in the morning. As part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in the United States, we support daily Bible reading and prayer. If you do not have a Bible and would like a complimentary paperback copy of the New King James Version Bible, call us at 945-5209 and give us your name and address or phone number.